Almost half of all millennials think it's likely there'll be a third world war in their lifetime. That's the finding of a global survey of young people by the Red Cross. It also gauged the attitudes to war of Australian millennials, and it's revealed a growing number of them believe torture is an acceptable practice in armed conflicts. Gavin Coote reports.
Nuclear weapons tests, bitter trade disputes, the hashtag World War III even trends on Twitter from time to time. With all this, IT student Harry Pham thinks a large-scale conflict is bound to happen in his lifetime.
Because like we human beings have been through a lot of battle throughout history, and we probably have to deal with it.
How do you think we will deal with it?
I would hope that we don't lead to anything close to a nuclear annihilation.
Human resources student Maddie Watt considers herself a pretty typical millennial. She thinks there's every chance global tensions could boil over.
I think it's very likely, especially like a more digital war, like cyber type war, I think is probably the next thing we're going to be seeing.
A global study now backs up those young people's feelings about the likelihood of a World War III. The International Committee of the Red Cross surveyed 16,000 millennials on their attitudes to war.
The overall statistic is very sobering. Over half of all millennials globally think that there'll be a third world war in their lifetimes.
Yvette Zegenhagen is the head of international humanitarian law at Australian Red Cross, which did its own survey in parallel with the global one. It interviewed more than 1,000 Australians, including more than 300 millennials aged 18 to 35. The findings mirror the global survey. War and armed conflict is the top issue, but there's concern about evolving attitudes to combat.
There is an increasing number of people that feel that in certain situations that torture is okay. And of course, there is an absolute prohibition on torture under international humanitarian law.
Yvette Zegenhagen sees it as a wake-up call for the Red Cross to better inform young people about the laws of war.
Millennials are going to be our future political leaders, military leaders, community leaders, spiritual leaders. And if half of them think that there's going to be a third world war, well, how important is it then for us to make sure that they're thinking about those humanistic universal values that underpin them and what they mean if war does happen?
Advertising creative director Karen Ferry spends a lot of her time trying to understand the mindset of her fellow millennials. She admits her generation is mostly removed from the horrors of conflict.
We understand what war looks like through seeing war movies. When we start to talk about things like torture, we have an idea of what that looks like from the movies, and it's nowhere near as inhuman as it is when we actually have to see it in real life.
Thomas Vu is one of those millennials who haven't lived through war, but he did emigrate in his teens from a country that's been heavily affected by armed conflict.
I'm from Vietnam. In high school, primary school, we learn about our history, which is basically around war. So we accept war. But yeah, it's not something you wish to happen.
Vietnamese-born Australian student Thomas Vu ending Gavin Coote's report.